Juneau residents were recently treated to the world premiere of a dance production, but it wasn't your grandmother's cabaret. The style's called boylesque, where men perform sultry roles in a genre pioneered by women. One of the founding members of the troupe, called Maude Carousel, is from Juneau and has made a point to bring his art back to his home city. KTOO's Annie Bartholomew has more.
Under purple, ethereal light, a figure slinks around a folding chair. Cloaked in black sheer fabric, the body floats across stage, personifying the angel of death and blurring the lines of gender expression. Then, he starts peeling away layers of clothing. It's part of Maude Carousel's newest show, Gilded, which is making its world premiere in Alaska. For 8 years, Seneca Harper has brought boylesque, that's men performing burlesque, back to his hometown of Juneau.
Growing up here is really wonderful and it's really interesting, but I also felt like there was a lot of culture missing that I knew existed somewhere but didn't know where it was and felt like I needed to leave Juneau to be part of that.
He was first introduced to boylesque in Seattle, where he found his conspirators and future husband.
Coming back, I feel like I went out in the world, discovered a little gem, and then I'm kind of bringing it home, saying, here, look at this. Look at this for a little while. And people seem to really enjoy that.
The group travels with more than 300 pounds of luggage, costumes, and props. Most are custom sewn by Harper's husband, Paris Original. Since forming their collective in 2010, they've held residencies in London and Australia, garnered 5 million YouTube hits, and performed in more than 50 countries. Burlesque has a long history as a medium for political satire, parody, and social commentary, inspired by Lydia Thompson and the British Blondes, who first brought Victorian burlesque to America in the 1860s. In their newest show, Gilded, the group explores themes of gender expression, race, and ethnicity, all in the classical burlesque format. A performer enters the stage, establishes a storyline and character through dance and physical movement, eventually shedding layers of clothing to reveal some kind of moral. It's almost always comedic. Even though the guys are taking their clothes off, they distinguish their work from strippers like Chip and Dale's and Magic Mike. Trojan Original says their audiences are diverse.
I think a healthy amount of our audience thinks it's going to be a strip show, and then they're pleasantly surprised, and then the other half thinks it's definitely not going to be a strip show, and then they're also pleasantly surprised. So at the end of the day, everyone's pleasantly surprised.
Harper says the difference between burlesque and stripping is the intent and artistry behind these routines. Stripping seeks to arouse the audience and is mostly about what the performer looks like underneath their clothes. In burlesque, there are no limitations on body type. Performers serve to engage the audience psychologically through humor, costumes, and clever reveals. Dancer Moscato Extatique says for members of Maude Carousel who grew up in the ballet tradition, burlesque offers an alternative to the rigid gender roles assigned to males.
Men have a very specific place in dance. I mean, especially in the classical world where you're presenting the woman and you're being the strong masculine prince. And Paris and I are not that man in burlesque. So burlesque is that place for us to be as effeminate or masculine as we want.
Harper says he's always felt somewhere in between gender-wise. And as his persona, the luminous pariah, he gets to present that on stage.
When it comes down to at the end of the road, do I have to be a lumberjack or do I have to be a princess?
He says with boylesque, he can be both at the same time, and that's both liberating and gratifying. In Juneau, I'm Annie Bartholomew.